We are doing the Mishnah on Chaf Aleph Amud Beis about Hasaymech Sukasei Bekari Hamita. Everyone, please turn to the plate. Okay. We said Hasaymech Sukasei Bekari Hamita. Someone who rests his sukkah. Sukkah in this case means the schach, the actual foliage. Bekari Hamita, on the boards, the legs of the bed. Okay, everyone got the picture yesterday?
On the feet or legs?
Yes. Good question. I think legs make more sense actually than feet. Don't. We'll look there later. Yeah. Okay. All right. Now. Okay. Good. So don't change it. Shalach is. Tanakama says it is. Shira. It's kosher. If Yehuda says, "Im eina, if it is not yichayla able la'amoy to stand bifnei atzma by itself, psula, it is puzzle." So we have no idea what is the debate over here. If anybody has an idea, keep it quiet. We're going to find out in the Gemara. Okay? What is the issue with using the legs / feet of a bed to hold up your schach? Okay? If you hold, if your schach has another set of support, then you're fine. But if it can only rest on the bed, then it's a problem. Okay? That's what it means. Okay? I will go with that. No? Ish?
Yeah. I'm good with it.
Okay, let's see.
Why.
Oh, that's good. Very good. So, Gemara, your question. My timer. Huh? Oh, no, we'll see. My timer. What's the Gemara mean? What's my timer mean? What's the reason? What's up? Why?
Why?
Who do you want to know? Who don't we understand?
Mission.
Who? Which one? Both of you? You have two people here. Good. Thank you. Thank you, Sharon, for the love. I'm sure I was alive, right? My time to be Huda. Means Gemara is siding with Tanakama. Why is Gemara siding with Tanakama? Because it's got three walls. It's got schach. What's your problem?
Sounds like it's good.
But we have to find a chumra, right?
Yes.
That's what we're here about. Says the Gemara, pligiba. Do you know what pligiba means? Pligi means they argued in it. Okay? Two people argue about what the reason of Rabbi Huda was. Rabbi Zera, and Rabbi Abba Bar Mamel. Okay? Chad Amar, one of them said, we don't know which one said which, but we know they both argued. Chad Amar, one said, Mi Penei, because She'ain La Keva, it does not have permanence. The Chad Amar, okay, so permanence, everyone go to permanence? Right? A bed is movable, right? You move beds all the time. Okay, so they're not permanent. Chad Amar, one said, Epinei, because right, Shema Amida, that he is holding it up. What's it in this case? The schach, bidavar, with something, hamikabel, that is susceptible, which can accept tuma. Period.
Less than an egg, right?
So explain yourself. What are you asking?
Show me the bed at the bottom. Sorry.
Well, we don't care at the bed at the bottom, do we?
Right. Then it's not tuma, according to Rabbi Huda.
It's not malo tuma, but again, the bed itself. A bed is utensil.
Utensil, yes.
A guy dies on a bed. Does the bed have to get paraduma afterwards? It's stomach, right?
On the bed.
The bed. What's the bed? A bed's never come to
anything that's.
What's this word?
Shema Amida, that he is standing it up. He's supporting it. Shema Amida, he's standing it up.
Standing it up?
Yeah, he's basically, he is standing it up. The dude is using his sukkah as a bed. He's standing up the schach, right? He's supporting the schach with a thing, which is the kabbatoma, which is hence is the bed, right?
He's supporting it. Yeah. That's the pergola is also a problem because I have the.
Sorry, what were you saying? Speak up.
No, it's fine.
No, because we had all our questions had to be recorded. That's all I was told. So, what are you asking? It's a good question. I'm not.
No, I just answered my own. That's
you're good. Okay. So, what in the world is this problem? Oh, let's go. One thing we can understand. I think, right? If Huda holds a sukkah needs to be keva. I mean, Huda's opinion. If sukkahs have to be a real dira, you had to live here 7 days. You got to live there. It's a real, the real living. We happen to hold out like that. Right. So we he holds. He has heels. It could be 20 hours. If Huda, if you look back, he specifically holds it. It should be keva. Right. Yeah, Abana held it. It's supposed to be all right. Heels supposed to be keva. Okay. But what's the other Ma'anamar? What in the world is Makabal Toma? What's his problem? So let me ask you a question. What can you use for schach and what can't you use for schach? So Gemara, earlier, take a quick peek on a Mishnah. Mishnah says, Here. Look back and eat all of them. An olive if you'd like.
Wait, but what if you make the bed out of materialists on the common tumor?
We'll see. I'm not so easy to do that. Usually, once you make anything into a vessel, it's a common tumor. Right. Yeah. Okay. So Mishnah is like this. Mishnah Yinav Rav wants to know, what do you use for schach? Says the Mishnah. Kol shehu mekabel tumor. Anything that is mekabel tumor. The ain gidulim in art, and it does not grow from the ground. Ain misachik in bite. We don't make schach from it. Well, they're attached or not attached? Cut of palm branches. Kol davar she ain mekabel tumor. Stam mekabel tumor because on a vessel. The gidulim in art, it grows in the ground. Misachik in bite. Use it for schach. Okay. So palm trees are what, use them for schach or not? They grow from where?
What, palm trees?
Are they mekabel tumor? So you can use it for schach?
Yes.
Thank you. Good. You can use it for schach, right? Why not? We use them, right? That's most Israel uses. Right? Okay. So, bamboo. That's a bamboo mat or a controversy, right? Obviously, because they're actually meant to be used potentially as a kli, as a mat. That's the specifically ones that are made as a mat. They're meant to use mats. So that's the whole discussion in the Gemara. That's we'll see early next part in the earlier part about mats. Okay. That's why the ones we get are specifically made. Just for schach, they're not meant to be mats that are used.
Yeah. It's
yeah, you don't need to eat your schach. That's fine.
Water is what we were thinking. That's why. If water gets on the schach, it
turns
poison.
Yeah, it might be a smart idea. I wouldn't recommend that. Okay, fine. All right.
What do I do with mat?
Fine. One second. Let's stay a little more focused. Back to our Gemara second. Yeah. So one second. So. The halacha is schach itself, everyone agrees, cannot be mekabel tuma. Second year, something mekabel tuma cannot be schach. Here, your schach itself is what? Regular schach, yeah, bamboo. But how are you supporting your schach? What's supporting your schach? What's holding it up? What's our case? You're using a bed. A bed is? Mekabel tuma, right? Because it's a vessel. So, we're saying that we learned that you can't use something that's susceptible to tumah for schach goes so far as even if the thing that's supporting the schach is susceptible to tumah, it's also a problem. You're not happy. You're more the fan of the first mahalach. You want to say the pshat is altskeva. Say it? Okay, you want to do that. What are you? You good? Anybody else want to pick a side? We're good? What's the problem?
It's not the bed. I'm putting the schach right on the bed.
The on the door. You don't hold the legs in front of the bed. Right? We had this fight yesterday. Okay, fine. Okay, fair enough. Right. We're going to have this fight for a couple hundred years. This is going to be what it is. All right. So now, two opinions. Okay. My opinion now, says the Gemara. Whenever we have two opinions, right? We want to know.
It's about one opinion.
Right. Two. Good point.
I have a question. Is the bed 10 tefach?
Why is that relevant? Meaning, which part of the bed? Let's put it that way.
From
the bed until the schach?
From the ground to the
bottom of the bed? Why is that relevant?
I'm not going to say yet, but I want to know. Is it 10 tefach?
Show your card.
I'm not giving my hand yet.
I don't know.
Oh!
All right, so... Rabbi, I want to know something. Yeah, my benayim, says the Gemara. What in the world is the difference? Okay. What's that? Who cares? This way, that way. Right? What's the difference? Right? This is most of the questions. Most of the questions we have at this table. What's the difference? I don't know. Yeah. What do you say?
It's a completely different reason.
That's true. But what is there a practical difference? Is there a case? Okay. My benayim, says the Gemara. I'll tell you what's the case. Keep going. For example, so my benayim got my what benayim is between them. Meaning, what's the difference, right? What differentiates them? Says the market going, for example, shenaat that he drove, okay, shpudim stakes, like metal stakes, like metal. I go shashlikim, you know, like this. Kigoyin, for example.
Metal stakes.
Oh, well, stakes. I think steak. I think it probably refers to steak. Right. The metal sharp guys, yeah, the ones you put the lamb on, yeah, so those guys.
What's kigon?
For example. Right? Shenot that he drove, shpudin are these metal stakes. Sorry, shpudin stakes, shell barzel of metal. You good?
Iron.
Iron, yeah. Iron, bezel metal, iron. Yeah, iron, actually, right. Thank you. V'sikeh aleihem. And he put the schach upon them. Okay, before we read the Gemara.
Can you say the words again, please?
Sure. Kigain, for example.
Yes,
yeah,
sorry.
Shanatz, that he drove. Spudin, stakes, shall barzel of iron, right, into the ground. V'sikeh aleihem. And he put the schach upon them. Anyone take a guess? Who holds what? See what's spacing in?
It's very strong.
It's permanent. Is it Makabal Tumah?
Yes.
Why? Because it's
metal.
It's metal. Good.
Vessels.
Well, what constitutes something that's susceptible?
Tumah's a good question. Well, I bet. Probably, yeah. Because it's a utensil. Well, pipe's not. Actually, generally speaking, if it's a utensil, or metal in general, it's usually called Tumah. Okay? Okay.
Cannot else? Contact Tuma?
And is metal, there like
can.
A is there
can
like
or
a technical reason for that?
Oh, well, where do we get it from? It's a from circuit.
Right, is there like a
can or cannot?
Certain materials, certain. It's just like a
choker?
No,
I mean, Tuma in general is.
I understand, but.
Right. There's rules. There's rules.
Well, it's not in general. A guy died, maybe there's something bacteria from him.
No, so we don't mean. We understand Tuma. Tuma is. Okay, we'll get
more. Spiritual contamination.
There's more.
I mean, again, there's also a good idea not to be hanging out with dead people too much, but. Yeah. So that's not the rule. What? You're cutting. Good. Okay. Guys, let's stay focused. We're going to get back to all the good points in a second.
You didn't ask a question. What? Metal can or cannot?
In this case, the metal stakes, they can get Tumah.
So what's the thing down the bed?
Because it's permanent. See, if the whole issue was that the bed is movable, this doesn't have that issue. If the problem is Tumah susceptibility, this is a problem. We found a case where the two opinions make a difference. We found a distinction between the two opinions, right? If you hold the problem is Keva, this case is Keva, so you're fine. If you hold the problem is Tumah, Kabbalah's Tumah, this case is Makabal Tumah as well. Okay? Let's speak it out. Let's read the Gemara. The Gemara just speak it out. Le'man da'amar. According to the one who said, Leman, so the one, the Amr that said, Lefi She'ein, Lefi, because She'ein, it does not law have Keva permanence, Hare, behold, Yeshla Keva, it has permanence, right? Because this thing, Lefi, in accordance with, or because, I'm sorry, Leman Amr Lefi, because She'ein La Keva, sorry, right? That's the problem with the bed. Here, it has permanence, right? Leman da Amr, Lefi Shem Amida, because he is supporting it, bedavar with something, makabel tumah. Hare, behold, ma'amida, he is supporting it, bedavar with something, ha mekabel tumah, which can receive tumah. Okay, everyone good with us?
Yeah, you were gonna finish
tomorrow. Yeah, make sure everyone's good though. Everyone's good? You have to leave anything. You wherever you go. Okay, everyone good? No? What's wrong? Words or concepts?
Concepts.
Okay, so what's wrong with the concept? Says the Gemara. Omar Abaya. Abaya said. Okay? Loi Shonu, we did not teach. I mean, this whole Mishnah, this whole Machlokes, is Ella only by Samach, where he rested the Schach directly upon the bed. Aval, however, sichech, if you put the schach al gav hamita, teach al gav hamita upon the bed, share. And what's that case? That case is he took four pillars, put them around the bed, and put the schach upon them. The bed is merely being used as your walls. The actual support system that's holding up your schach is something completely different. So your bed there is not the one that's supporting the schach, right? So
it's not attached to the bed?
It's not attached to
the bed,
no.
So it's a frame.
I have a frame that's holding up my schach.
Why would anybody make a bed where the walls are attached? Anyways.
Again, I hear your problem.
If walls. There's a question, just don't make it like that.
But then in the middle of stuff.
He had his bed for his kid because his kid used to fall off. Right, that's your problem, right?
I know you know how to build. I don't know how to build. I'll tell you what. I put a bed.
Can I give you a good example for this?
Allie, do I know how to build?
It's called a crib.
Yes.
Huh? You heard of a crib?
Yeah, we're just going to attach walls to a crib.
Oh, well, a crib has walls.
There's no walls.
How about schach on top of a crib? Does it work? Why not?
My kid's crib is really
small. Or, I don't know if you heard it, no.
Good, but you got our case at least, right? Is that case? Now, why doesn't it work, huh?
Because the baby's not...
No. Why is the crib not good sukkah? No. I'm going to be in there. I'm looking for a sukkah.
You're going to sit in the crib?
Yes.
And you're going to put tzrach on it?
Yeah, I'm going to eat there. What's wrong with it? Tell me about this problem. What's wrong with that? Don't be funny me.
No, it's movable.
Okay.
And it contacts tumor.
Thank you. Good. That's it. You're in. All right. Okay. Now... See, what's this personal about me sleeping in the crib? That he got it. That's it. You're out. All right, sit out. But what if I tell you, look, you
know, I want to see this though. Take a picture, please.
Okay. Now, what if I tell you instead, like this? Here's gonna be the bed. I'm gonna take poles and put the skak on top of the poles. I'm just gonna use the bed because I need walls. I need three walls. I don't have three walls. I use the bed's walls and my walls, and I'll support the skak on something else. Okay? You got me. You're mocking me. I got it. I'll make you happy. Okay? I'm gonna put my skak on top of poles. But the actual walls of the bed will just be there as walls. They're not supporting anything. Would that be good according to everyone? The poles are driven into the ground. The poles are permanent. And they're made out of wood.
And the bed is not attached to it?
No, nope, bed's not attached. Bed just uses walls.
Is that the question that comes up?
So you're good. That's what the Abaya says. So let's see the Abaya. That's fine. So the Abaya. Okay, Lashana would not teach Ella only when Samach, when he actually rested the schach on the crib. Right? However, if you put the schach al gav amita upon the bed, means over it, upon something else, then it's kosher, it's kosher. My timer.
So I think in this case, al gav.
Right, above. Exactly. Above. That's what I say. I know. Share it's kosher. Why? My timer? Why? Because of this. Le manda amar, according to the manda amar, lefi she'en lo keva, because it does not have permanence. Hare, in this case, yesh lo keva, right? Because resting on poles. The poles are in the ground. Le manda amar, who says, v'penei, because shema amida, that he is supporting it. Bedavar hamikabo tumma, with something acceptable tumma. Hare, behold, ain ma'amideha bedavar hamakal tumma. He is not supporting it bedavar with something that accepts tumma. That's using wooden poles. So in this case, everyone should be happy. I made shalom and kol Yisrael, and this is where we'll stop for tonight.